好，我们下面也是来到我们教理问答的时间。好，今天我们的问答的题目来自海德堡教理问答的第38问。我来问问题，我们一起来读答案哈。他为何在审判官本丢比拉多手下受难呢？他虽是无辜的，却被世上的审判官定罪，以致我们从自身当受的无法回避的上帝严厉的审判中被拯救出来。是的，因为那无罪的为我们成为罪那也让我们能够在上帝的审判的到来的时候，主啊，我们能够靠着我们的主耶稣的恩典能够跨胜我们下面我们许牧师带领我们今天正道的信息。弟兄姊妹早安。
Please turn with me to the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 1, verses 18 to 20.
我们一起打开圣经，来到新约圣经提摩太前书一章的18-20节。
Let me pray for us.
让我们一起来祷告。
O Lord our God,
我们主我们的神。
As we come before your word, we ask that your Holy Spirit will illumine our hearts.
我们来到神你话语面前的时候，我们求主你的圣灵照亮我们的心。
Give us light so that we may see.
在我们的属灵的亮光当中得以看见。
Soften our hearts so that we will incline to you.
让我们的心柔软，能够归向你。
We pray all this in your Son Jesus' name.
我奉主耶稣基督，我们的你的爱子耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to ask Elderic to read for us the Chinese.
好，我们就一起来，我来给大家读今天我们的正道的经文。提摩太前书一章18节：我儿提摩太啊，我照从前指着你的预言，将这命令交托你。叫你因此可以打那美好的仗，长存信心和无愧的良心。有人丢弃良心，就在真道上如同船毁破坏了一般。其中有徐米乃和亚历山大，我们已经把他们交给撒旦，使他们受责罚，就不再棒读了。这是神的话语。
So when was the last time you had to make an earnest appeal to someone to do something hard or very important at the same time?
你大家你是什么时候以前有过这样的情况，就是你要请求一个人有一个迫切的请求，另外一个人来做一件非常难但是非常重要的事情。
What kind of voice, tone, or words did you use?
那你在做这样的请求的时候，你的口气你的用词是怎么样的呢？
Or when was the last time someone made an earnest plea to you to do something difficult and important?
或者上次什么时候有别人有过对你有这样的一个非常迫切的恳求呢？
How did that person go about it?
那个人又是怎么做的呢？
I guess it all depends on who is in the authority position in the relationship.
那也许可能那个关键在于那个请求的人到底是谁他的权柄如何他的地位如何。
Straightforwardly speaking, the one who is in a superior position, for example, could be a father or a teacher, a professor, a boss, etc.
一般来讲，如果是那个人的可能是站在一个比你高的一个位置上或者是你的父亲你的老板你的老师等等。
That person may just simply order you, give you a straightforward order to do what they want you to do.
那个人可能就很简单的就给你下命令就是了。
Well, the fact of the matter is, such an approach is not often effective or conducive.
但是可能如果在其他的情况呢，你用这样同样的命令的方式呢，也许不是非常有效的方式。
Even though that person has every right to give you that straight order.
即使可能那个人有给你下命令的权柄，但是当他命令你的时候呢，可能你心里是不是一厢情愿的。
And now also consider yourself to be at the receiving end of a tough order. I don't think many of us would like it, except maybe you're in the military.
当如果别人给你一个很严厉的命令，让你去做一件事情，你心里可能多半是不情愿的，除非可能也许是你在，如果在军队里面，那是另一回事。
Well, being a good communicator, the Apostle Paul clearly understands the kind of interpersonal dynamics.
那保罗呢，作为一个非常有表达能力的这样的一位牧者，那他非常的了解人与人之间的这种关系。
As an apostle, he has every right to strictly order Timothy to do his duty as the pastor of the church in Ephesus.
那他在主里面当然他有这样的各样的权柄可以来命令提摩太，也就是在他的以弗所做牧师的提摩太呢，来命令他来做事情。
But here, Paul doesn't just tell Timothy to just do it.
但这里我们看到保罗没有跟提摩太说，我命令你这样做。
Like a harsh commander. Rather, he connects with Timothy as he endearingly reminds him that he is his spiritual son.
但是他是在主里面，反而是温柔的来提醒提摩太跟他在主里面的他们这样的一个亲密的关系，因为提摩太是属灵里面保罗把他当做自己的儿子一般。
In verse 18, Paul says, "Timothy, my child."
在18节的开头，保罗就说：“我儿提摩太啊。”So
after comparing and contrasting himself and the gospel with the self-appointed teachers and their speculative teachings in the previous verses,
那在我们也知道，在前面的经文当中，保罗把他自己所传讲的教导和神的福音跟那些假教师所带来的他们那些教训来做了比较。
Paul now wants to charge or order Timothy to fight the spiritual warfare.
保罗呢，在这里要来勉励，要来甚至是命令提摩太来在主里面打那美好的仗。And
the battleground is right where Timothy was within the church in Ephesus.
那这个战场就是提摩太所牧养的，在以弗所的教会。
When it comes to reading the book of 1 Timothy, and also as well as all the other pastoral epistles,
当我们在读提摩太前后书，甚至是其他的这些教牧书信的时候，
we often think of it as like a straightforward instructions on how to order the life of the church.
我们常常把它想到，这是保罗的一些直白的来给教会的各样的命令。
Often when we come to read the first Timothy in the church, we have an ordination of pastor or elders or deacons.
其中我们知道，其中也包括在各个教会，那在对于长老、执事、各样同工的案例。
But the reality is that the moral fabric of the church in 1 Timothy is under threats by false teachers.
但当时教会所面临的现实，也是他们整个教会的道德的生活，都在处在这种假教训的各样的假福音的威胁当中。
Paul knows that doctrines and behaviors go hand in hand.
保罗知道，我们的教义和我们的属灵生活、生命是息息相关的。
Therefore, we really ought to read Paul's language in 1 Timothy more like he telling a young pastor to do damage control.
所以我们在这里可能更多的要把保罗给提摩太的这个书信呢，当作是一个给。 这个年轻牧师的一个提醒，要在教会当中来挽回那些假教师所造成的各样的损害。It
is not like a straightforward pastoral instruction.
这并不是一个只是一个简简单单的一个对给牧师的指南而已。So
for today, from these verses, I'd like to summarize Paul's order to Timothy and also to us on fighting our spiritual warfare.
那所以在今天呢，我们会简要的看一下保罗给提摩太的这样的提醒，就是在主里面要在他的教会当中来打这美好的仗。
I want to give you three points in one sentence. They form one sentence.
在这样一节的经文当中呢，包含了有我会给大家三个要点，是来如何打这样的属灵的征战。
I'm going to read all three points together. First is we are to be motivated to fight by holding faith and a good conscience for the purpose of leading sinners to repentance.
那这三点加起来就是我们要有这样的要有这种动力和积极性，要来在主里面呢存着用。信心和无愧的良心来引导世上的罪人来悔改。
So first, we are to be motivated to fight.
所以第一点呢，我们要有这种属灵征战的动力。
Well, nobody wants to do something hard and difficult in life.
我们没有人可能愿意做很难做的事情。
But that is exactly what Paul is telling Timothy to do, and also telling us to do too.
那但这里呢，保罗确实要把这样的一个难题，给提摩太，也给我们今天在座的。
And so, like I mentioned before, Paul switches between familiar language, like a father speaking to a son, to military language.
所以保罗在这里呢，不仅是用了在一个父亲跟儿子说话的口气，更是也引用了一些军队当中所使用的语言用语。
The Greek verb charge is military language, as well as the phrase "you may wage the good warfare."
所以保罗在第十八节提到，他说：“我将这命令交托给你叫你可以因此打那美好的仗。”
Paul speaks in such a way because he really wants to raise awareness for Timothy and also for us to know the seriousness of what we are in, what we get ourselves into this warfare situation.
所以保罗在这里要用这样的用词呢来提醒提摩太这样的一个征战的一个严肃性和严重性，和提醒他在教会当中所面临的这样的一个情景。
Well, it is serious because the moral fabric of the church is under threat by these self-appointed false teachers.
因为当时在这样的一些假教师的他们的这样的虚假的福音的影响下面那教会当中的整个的道德的生活道德的这样的一个底线都受到了冲击。
But it is even more serious because they are not the ultimate enemy.
因为保罗在这里很严肃的来提醒他们，其实这些假教师本身还不是最终的敌人。
Timothy here, Timothy is presented as a model follower of Paul and the gospel.
那保罗在这里呢，要把提摩太当做一个在主里面来遵循福音的这样的一位模范的信徒。
That's one side, right? So Timothy is following Paul as an example. While here, the false teachers represent those who oppose the gospel, and they are inspired by Satan himself.
但是另一方面那些在其中的一些假教师和他们的追随者，他们的真正的那这个源头呢是在魔鬼撒旦。
Satan is exactly what Paul mentions in verse 20.
所以这保罗在第二十节特别的提到魔鬼撒旦的作为。
In other words, this battle is basically about fighting against Satan.
换句话说，这样这个征战的这个真正的敌人乃是魔鬼撒旦自己。
And it's not just fighting against men or false doctrines or just moral threats in the church.
并不只是一些教会当中的假的教训和假的教师，和甚至是他们所造成的一些这种在教会道德生活当中的影响。
Paul mentions in Ephesians 6:12, he says, "We're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies." But against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in heavenly places.
保罗在以弗所书的第六章第十二节提到的，乃是说，保罗说，我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的。掌权的管辖着幽暗世界的以及天宫属灵气的恶魔征战。
So naturally the question is with such an fearsome enemy, how can we be motivated to fight in this spiritual warfare against Satan and the evil spirits?
那 随之而来的问题就是我们有什么样的动力能够使我们愿意去跟魔鬼撒旦 和这些空中的各样的恶魔来征战呢？
Paul says here in verse 18, in accordance with the prophecies previously made about you, that by them you may wage the good warfare.
所以保罗在在这里提到的在提摩太前书第一章提到的是，他说我照你从前指着你的预言将这命令交托给你，叫你因此可以打那美好的仗。
There are a couple of ways to understand what Paul is saying here.
那这里有关这一卷经文从前指着你的预言可以可能有几种的解释。
It can mean that there are other New Testament prophets who prophesied about Timothy's gifts and calling to become a pastor, become a minister.
那这可能指的是当时在新约的教会当中的一些先知的预言指着提摩太呢将会成为这个神的能够成为一个传道人成为一个仆人，成为神的仆人。
Just so you know, in the foundational period of the church, when the New Testament has not been written, there were New Testament prophets.
我们也知道，其实在新约早期的早期的教会当中，在新约圣经还没有成型之前呢，在当时的教会当中仍然是有先知的存在。
And they don't exist anymore today.
当然，他们在今天已经不再存在了。
Second, the second way to understand what Paul is saying here is that these prophecies may have been given by God to Paul directly concerning Timothy's gift and his calling to become a minister.
那这里除了也许是当时教会当中的一些先知的预言那也可能是保罗。神给保罗的默示预言提摩太呢将会领受这样的恩赐与呼召来成为这样的一个传道人。
In other words, there were no other prophets involved in this case.
或者的换句话说就是没有其他的先知而是保罗自己有这样的一个有一个看见。
And the third way to understand it is that Paul may simply be talking about the words of confirmation spoken by other people during the time of Timothy's ordination as a minister.
那另外一种解释也可能是指那在保罗说的也可能是当时在教会的弟兄姐妹当中为提摩太所做的这样的一些间接的见证见证提摩太能够领受神的恩赐来做传道人。
Paul does mention Timothy's ordination in chapter 4 verse 14.
所以在我们也在保罗在第四章保罗也特别提到有关提摩太的当时在教会当中的案例。
All three options are possible.
所以这几种解释都是有可能的。
So what Paul wants Timothy to remember is what others used by God have spoken of Timothy's gift and calling in Christian ministry.
所以保罗在这里所提醒的是提醒提摩太那么他的侍奉在其他的在当时的教会当中在其他的弟兄姐妹当中呢有神给他们这样的给他的这种见证。
So that Timothy would be encouraged and motivated to carry out Paul's command to fight the good fight in this fierce spiritual battle.
所以在这样的一个属灵的征战当中提摩太可以从这种他周围的弟兄姊妹的这样的给他的恩赐的见证当中呢，得到鼓励来打这美好的仗。
So that he would be motivated to fight against false teachers, against false doctrines, against Satan ultimately.
那有这样的动力来去跟这些假教师、跟他们的教训、跟这些邪恶的势力包括撒旦本身来打这美好的仗。
So here's what's important for us to learn.
所以我们在这里能够学到的是什么呢？
I know that not everyone is gifted and called to be full-time Christian minister.
我们知道我们不是所有的人都可以有呼召来做全职侍奉的传道人。
But this does not mean that we are not in Christian ministry at all.
那这并不意味着我们就没有我们在这样的传道的事工当中呢就跟我们无份无关。
Years ago, a guest speaker came to my former church to speak.
几年前有一位 这样的客座的讲员在我原来所在的教会来讲道。
I don't even remember his name, but I remember what he said.
我都不记得他的名字了，但是我他讲的一句话我还记得。
He asked, raise your hands if you are not a Christian minister.
他说，你在座的，如果你不是传道人的，请你举手。
Everybody did.
所有人都举手。
But then he challenged the congregation to think that just because Christian ministry isn't your full-time job, your full-time vocation, which you get paid and compensated from.
那他在当时就特别提醒当时的会众说，虽然他们不是领受这个薪水来做全职侍奉的传道人。
We shouldn't think that we are not on a different level called and involved in Christian ministry, ministering to other people.
但是我们不要认为呢，我们就神就没有呼召我们在这样的事工中有份来神也使用我们来参与这些传道的事工。
So besides being fundamentally motivated by the work of Christ on the cross,
那我们的动力呢，都是来自主耶稣在十字架上所成就的工作。
That's God's grace that would lead us to love and serve Him, right?
那神的恩典能够来激励我们来去侍奉来去服侍他。
That's what we talked about in the last passage that a couple weeks ago, in verses 12 to 17.
那这也是我们在两星期以前我们在同一章提摩太前书一章的十二到十七节所提到的。
Paul here also wants you to be motivated by remembering what others have said and encourage us to serve the Lord.
那保罗在这里也提醒我们，我们也应该在其他我们周围的弟兄姊妹给我们的鼓励当中，给我们的这样的确信和明证当中来有这样的动力来去侍奉神。
Paul wants us to be motivated by remembering what others have said and encourage us to fight this spiritual warfare.
保罗愿意我们自己也在这样的一些我们的弟兄姊妹之间的扶持当中能够得到激励来去打这样的属灵的美好的征战。
Think back to those whom you trust, those who are spiritually mature, what they have said about you in the past.
我们可以也想一下我们在当中一些我们属灵成熟的基督徒我们的弟兄姐妹当中他们过去跟你讲过什么？
What kind of gifts did they tell you that you have?
他们是不是跟你告诉过你你自己在侍奉当中的所有的恩赐？
What did they tell you about your strength is?
他们有没有告诉过你属灵的你侍奉当中的长处在哪里？
How have the words of others cheer you on and encourage you to serve and live out the gospel?
那么这些话语呢，有没有来鼓励、来激励你在继续的在你为福音的见证当中为在你的侍奉当中来努力呢？
How have the words of others helped you to fight the good fight in your spiritual warfare?
有没有这样的其他弟兄姊妹的鼓励能够来激励你在这样的一个属灵的征战当中来打仗，打美好的仗？
We ought to know this, that none of us should ever think of ourselves as prophets, okay?
我们当然不会不应该把我们我们其中的讲的我们弟兄姐妹今天把自己当做先知。
None of us is going to say anything like prophecies to other people.
我们也不会因此被其他人来能够来说预言。
But we can speak, what we can speak is truth. Truth that can be used by God to encourage other people, to stir up others to serve Christ.
但是我们的确是可以在主里面用神的真理，用我们的诚实话来鼓励我们彼此来能够来侍奉神，来打的美好的仗。
Our church GCC here ought to be the encouraging environment to stir up others to serve Christ, to fight the Lord's battle.
我们的主恩基督教会也应该成为这样的一个地方，我们能够彼此的来鼓励。鼓励我们周围的弟兄姐妹能够来去打这美好的仗，能够在教会当中去来造就其他的人。
Have you heard of this in sports, the term home court advantage?
你们有没有听过在这个我们打球的时候我们常常提到一个名词叫做我们主场的优势
If a sports team plays at home, in a home court or home stadium, they would perform better because of what? Because of the cheering of the home crowd.
啊，那如果一个球队还在他们自己的主场的啊，这个体育馆里面或者场地里面比赛的时候呢，啊，他们有这样的一个优势啊，因为啊，他们能够有更加的有动力来去啊打这场比赛啊，因为周围我们的啊观众们在为他们加油。
Grace Christian Church is our home court, and we ought to be speaking truth, and in order to stir up and encourage others to fight the good fight.
好，那我们主恩基督教会啊，我们的这个教会就是我们的主场。我们在这里面，我们应该也有这样的啊心来鼓励啊我们的弟兄姐妹，我们都啊来去侍奉神啊，能够来啊做那属灵的征战，打着美好的仗。
So we are to be motivated to fight, or to, as well as motivate to fight, motivate others to fight.
那所以我们自己应该有这样的征战的动力，我们应该也啊鼓励啊来激励我们的周围的弟兄姐妹也来有这样的动力来打这样属灵的征战。
And how do we do it? Is by holding faith and good conscience.
啊，那我们如何去做呢？那就是我们所提的啊第二点，来我们要长存信心。
Paul says that in verse 19 by holding faith and good conscience.
所以这是保罗在第十九节所提到的。
These two are very much interrelated.
那这两个名词哈，信心和无愧的良心是紧紧关联的。
We'll look at them one at a time, though.
但是我们一一来看。
And then we'll put them together.
然后再把它们放在一起。
Holding faith simply means holding on to the Christian belief.
这里所说的长存的信心呢，是让我们能够持守我们在神里面我们所信的，我们所相信的。
The Chinese is a little bit confusing, I believe.
在中文的翻译啊，这个信心可能有一点点的啊，这个让人啊有点迷惑。
Faith here means the Christian belief means the content of the Bible, the gospel, the deposits of the apostles' teaching.
这里所说的信心呢，其实指可以也许是可以翻译成信念啊，就是我们所相信的啊这些神的真理啊，包括圣经啊。包括福音啊，包括啊，这个我当时使徒的一切的这些教训。
You know, there are those nowadays Christians who would claim that they're Christians, and they would say that all you need is love, to love Jesus, to love God, and love your neighbors.
那今天我们也听到很多的基督徒说啊，你作为基督徒，你唯一需要的啊就是爱啊，只要去爱神、爱耶稣啊、爱你的邻舍。
They would say, "Why spend so much time to read and study the Bible?"
为什么还要花很多时间去来读圣经呢
？Why spend so much time to learn doctrines and theology and listen to sermons?
为什么还要花时间去学习这些教义也好哈，神学也好哈，花时间来听讲道呢
？Oh, as long as I love Jesus, love God and others, that we, I'm good.
如果我来爱神爱耶稣不就好了吗？
我。My question then is, how do you know who God is? How do you know who Christ is?
那么我要问他们这样的问题。那么你是如何来知道到底神是谁，到底基督是谁呢
？How do you know how to love, especially God?
那你如何来知道？你如何来去？你怎么知道如何来爱上帝呢？
If you only know so little about him, you can't really love him.
你如果对神所知甚少的时候，你是如何来爱他呢
？The Bible is where we know who God is and what He is like.
那么圣经呢，告诉我们上帝是谁啊？上帝的他的属性啊，他的样子如何
？It is from the Bible we learn about His eternal nature.
是在圣经当中我们能够来学习神的永恒的神性
We learn about his wisdom, power, justice, and goodness
我们能够学习他的能力他的智慧他的美善他的公义
We learn about his law, which is his holy character
我们能够学习到律法就是乃是神的神圣的他的圣洁的品格
We learn about his gospel, which is his grace and mercy
我们也在圣经中来学习他的恩典就是在主耶稣基督的当中的神的慈爱与怜悯。
Our love for God is bound to be shallow if we only know so little about God.
我们如果对神的知道的 很少的时候，我们对他的爱也是肤浅的爱。
Think about this. What kind of claim of love this is of someone if you don't have much desire to get to know that someone?
你可以想一下，你如果有另外一个人你如果都不太愿意知道这个人是谁，你怎么来爱他呢？
That would be a lie, wouldn't it?
那只是一个谎言而已。
But we're not just talking about love here, aren't we?
但是我们这里所讲到的也不只是爱。
We are talking about fighting a fierce spiritual battle.
我们在这里讲到的乃是要来打一场激烈的属灵的战争。
So what we know about God in this warfare is actually essential.
那我们在这样的一个征战当中我们如何你对神的认识多少，那么对这样的征战也是非常的关键。
I like what this one commentator says, and I quote this.
那么有一位解经家是这样说的。
He says, "What you know and believe, especially about God, will determine how you live."
他说那么你对神的认识对神的认识决定了你如何的来过你的属灵的生命。
Doctrine determines conduct.
换句话说教义决定了我们的生命。
Right doctrine makes it possible to wage the good warfare. End quote.
那正确的教义、准确的教义呢，也让我们能够来打一场这样的这个正确的来正确的战争的方向。
Now, holding faith, that is knowing God's word we just talked about, has to couple with good conscience.
那我们所以在这里呢，我们长存这样的信心或者说正确的信念呢，应该也要跟我们的良心来相合。
Our conscience is like our inner voice, that built-in system by God that is used to warn us about our decision making in life.
我们的良心呢，也是我们在我们内心深处的这样的一个声音能够来。来让我们来警醒警告我们在我们的生命中在我们做各样的生命的抉择的时候。
It is the inner awareness that directs and guides our moral actions.
也是我们在内在当中让我们能够清醒的来能够让我们能够指导我们指导我们来我们的各样的道德上的行为。
Everybody has one.
我们都有良心。
But our conscience isn't naturally good.
但是我们的良心也不是自然而然就是好的良心。
That's because of the fall.
是因为我们都是已经在最终堕落的人。
Our conscience without God's truth can be misguided.
我们如果没有神的真理那么我们的良心也会误导我们。
This is why we would be led to away from good moral and belief and conduct.
让我们离开那这个有正确的有道德的我们各样的行为规范。
I like this quote by an anonymous person.
有一个这样我不记得名字的人说过的一个引用，我要引用他的一句话。
He says this, that let your conscience be your guide is only valid if God's word is guiding your conscience.
当我们让这句话就是让良心做我们的指南只有在神成为我们良心的指南的时候才是好的。
You see, a good conscience can still be violated.
其实在即使是我们的好的良心也仍然会被也会做错。
In this verse here, it says in the Chinese version, it says 魔鬼。It's not exactly the right translation.
在这里中文所说的这个无愧的翻译呢，其实并不是一个非常准确的翻译。
It's simply in Greek, it's just a good.
那在过去的在希腊文的原文无愧这两个字就是美善的意思，就是好的意思。
Good conscience,
好的良心。
By saying good conscience, Paul means not only that we must couple and link with and informed by God's truth.
所以在这里保罗所提到的是说我们不仅是要能够有神的真理的引导。
But we must not go against our conscience.
但是我们也不能能够来违背我们自己的好的良心。
And I noticed that some of you have dogs at home, right? You must have heard of something called the invisible dog fence.
也许大家可能有的家里面的这个院子呢是有这种所谓无形的这个墙哈。
To prevent your dog to run out of your yard, you do not put just physical fence up so that they don't go out.
对，不是一个真正的篱笆哈，它是一个无形的哈篱笆，能够防止那个狗出去哈。
What you can purchase is to buy something called like a wire. You can bury it underground around your yard.
所以你买是有一种线哈，你可以把它埋在你这个院子周围的这个地里面。
And there's a collar that you put on your dog.
然后呢，给狗会戴上一种特别的项圈。
And train your dog if your dog goes try to go past that invisible fence.
所以那个会训练那个狗，所以当它接近了那个无形的那个线的时候啊。
There's a jolt of electricity that would zap the dog and would just train the dog to not go beyond that area.
所以它那个时候那个项圈就会放电，能够警告那个狗不要从那个范围里面出去。
Well, guess what? I looked it up. It's only effective 70% of the time.
但是我上网查了一下，其实那样的一个无形的篱笆的那个有效率，大概只有 70% 左右。
Some of you would have heard of the story of Pastor Wang Mingdao.
我们也大家可能也知道，很多人都听过王明道牧师的故事。He
was a Christian pastor in the early part of the 20th century in China.
他是在20世纪早期在国内的一位传道人。During
Japan's invasion of China in the World War II, he was a strong and faithful pastor in his ministry serving the church.
当时在日本侵略的时候，抗日战争的时候，那他当时在教会当中是一个非常忠心的服侍的这样的一位传道人。But
after World War II, around 50 to 55 to 56,
在二战之后大概五五六年的时候，
when the communist China pressured the church and persecute all who wouldn't give in to their unbiblical demands on pastors and Christians.
所以当时的这个共产党政府来逼迫这些传道人能够来去接受这些不符合圣经的一些命令的时候，王明道
once again was arrested by the government.
那王明道牧师就当时被捕入狱。
Because, but in fear of a long imprisonment or death and concern for her wife's well-being, he gave up. He caved in.
所以当时他为了要减少自己的刑期，也为担心他当时妻子的健康和其他的原因，他当时就在这个政府的压力下就屈服了。He
signed a confession, making a humiliating plea for mercy from those he had previously denounced as false prophets.
那他当时也他自己也签了这封悔过书，也当时修改了他自己当时对这些所谓的假教师的这些领袖的一些评价。So
he was released from prison.
所以他也因此呢被释放。Then
after recovering from possibly almost a nervous breakdown, he recanted everything.
在他这样的精神几乎崩溃这样的一个过程之后，他又为当时他自己的行为所悔改。In
1957, he was rearrested and was sentenced to life imprisonment in 1963.
那所以在57年的时候，他就再次的被捕，也因此被判了无期徒刑，在63年的时候被判无期徒刑。
He suffered in prisons for many years after that.
他在监狱当中也受了多年的苦。You
see, he was conscience stricken.
因为他当时不想违背他自己的良心。Since
then, he sought to speak and act in the truth, no matter what the consequences would be.
所以在他之后呢，他就能够坚守来传讲神的真理，不管所面临的。
Do you see what's going on here in this story?
所以在这个故事中，我们能看到什么？God's
truth and His love for the Lord recalibrated His conscience.
所以我们看到神的真理，和我们神自己的所神的教导，能够来规范，能够来重新的调整我们的良心。
In other words, we need to constantly recalibrate our conscience according to God's word and according to our love for the Lord.
所以我们今天也仍然要不断的用神的真理、神的话语来不断的来调整、来规范我们的良心。
So to fight this spiritual warfare, we must hold true to the integrity and conviction of our Christian faith.
所以我们如果要来打这场属灵征战，我们必须首先要来持守神给我们的他教训和他的真道。
And we cannot and must not, because of fear and or catering to comfort, violate our conscience.
我们也不能因为只是顾及到后果来因此来来违背我们自己的这样的一个无愧的良心。
For otherwise, we would be on the path of crashing of our own faith as well as leading others astray.
所以如果不是这样做，我们不可能，可能我们不仅自己也能够我们的信心会受影响，我们也会误导别人。
That's exactly what Paul says in verses 19 to 20, the second part of 19 to 20. He says, by rejecting this, some have made shipwreck of their faith, among whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have handed over to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme.
在19节的后半段和第20节，保罗也提到，如果我们违背了这样的一个被神的真理所引导的良心的时候呢，我们乃是在真道上如船破坏一般他也提到这个后面的一些这个假教师他们
所做的。So, the full sentence now is, we are to be motivated to fight by holding faith in a good conscience for the purpose of leading sinners to repentance.
那所以我们这三点综合起来看，我们要所做的就是要，我们要有属灵征战的动力来长存信心和无愧的良心之中来引导世上的罪人来进入悔改。
What does Hymenaeus and Alexander have to do with repentance?
那我们这里提到的这个徐米乃和这个亚历山大那么跟这个悔改有什么关系？
Let me tell you about them.
我也给大家来讲一下这两个人物。
Hymenaeus is a teacher, most likely is a teacher. Both of them are teachers in the church in Ephesus.
那很可能这两个人徐米乃和亚历山大都是当时在以弗所教会当中的教师。
Paul mentions about Hymenaeus false teaching in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 17.
那保罗在提摩太后书的第二章十七节提到这个徐米乃他的虚假的教训。
He says that Hymenaeus believes that the resurrection of the dead has already happened.
那他们的教训中提到那死人复活是已经发生的事情。
And that had really turned some people away from the faith.
那使很多其他的人呢离开了真道。
And so you can see how this is like a fanciful, meaningless speculation that Paul mentions in 1 Timothy verse 4.
那也这也是保罗在提摩太前书一章四节提到的这些这些假教师的教训和话语。
And Alexander is probably teaching the exact same doctrines along with Hymenaeus.
这里所说的亚历山大多半是一个跟这个徐米乃一样来去散布这些虚假教训的。
We don't know exactly who this Alexander is because they are the name Alexander is so common, kind of like the name John and Mike, so there may be multiple Alexanders in the New Testament.
因为这个亚历山大当时是一个非常常见的名字有很多的亚历山大，所以我们在这里不很确定这个到底指的是谁。
But these men, because they deliberately reject their conscience and God's truth, the Bible, they are making shipwreck of their faith.
所以在保罗这里提到呢，他们违背了神的真理和他们的无愧的良心就如在真道上如破坏了的船一样
I like how one observation from a commentator, he says that shipwreck isn't merely the result of a gradual unwitting drifting, but conscious rejection.
所以我也很喜欢一位解经家他所说的，他说这个船失事并不只是一个在这个海上无目标的这种漂流所引起的很多时候是一个有意的方向一个明确的方向所引起的失事。
In other words, it is a conscious choice and a gradual shifting.
所以换句话说，这是一个他们的有意识的这种错误的方向和不停的来漂流离开真道所造成的。
And another characteristics of what's the this kind of false teaching is that Paul describes this teaching, Hymenaeus' teaching in 2 Timothy 2:17 as gangrene.
所以保罗在提到他们的教训的时候，也在提摩太后书的第二章提到，他说他们的话如同毒疮一般越烂越大。And another
translation, in English translation, uses cancer.
那也有另外的这种圣经的版本呢，把它翻译成癌症。
What's the nature of cancer is that it kills cells and it spreads to other parts of the body and eventually kills the entire person.
所以我们知道这个癌细胞的它的功效，它的这种效果就是不仅是要来杀害这个正常的细胞，那也会让也会越传越多，最后要让这个整个人失掉生命。
If we have the wrong doctrines on the resurrection, it will certainly affect our moral conduct and the moral fabric of the church.
那所以我们有我们的，如果我们的真理的根基是错误的，我们的教义是错误的，那么也影响到我们整个的属灵的生命，都要是建立在这些错误的根基之上。This
is why Paul has to cast them out.
这也是为什么保罗要在教会当中要赶出这些假教的使。This
language of handing them over to Satan is the ultimate church discipline, excommunication, removing a person from the church.
所以保罗在这里所提到的，把他们交给撒旦，乃是通过当时教会的这些属灵的劝惩，把他们逐出教会。Think
about this in the context of spiritual warfare.
那我们今天在一个属灵征战的这样的一个上下文当中来看的话，The
church is in the sphere and realm of God's operation, because of the gathered people of God coming together. That's God's under God's operation.
那我们看到，其实教会，我们乃是一个处在一个神的他的属灵全备的统治之下的这样的一个教会。
Therefore, outside the church, that would be the sphere or realm of Satan's operation.
那从这个角度来看呢，那教会之外，那就是一个被撒旦所主掌权柄的这样的一个氛围。
By rejecting biblical doctrines of the resurrection of the dead, which is so essential to the gospel, Hymenaeus and Alexander have chosen to enter into the sphere of Satan's operation in the world.
所以这个徐米乃还有亚历山大，当他们传讲这些死人复活的事情已经离开了神的教会的范围，而是来到了这个教会之外，撒旦所统治的这个世界当中。Paul
just gave the push.
所以保罗是把他们交给撒旦，是把他们交给逐出教会的意思。By
the way, it is frightening to think that there are those people who call themselves Christians and yet they choose not to come to the church to be part of it.
那也让我们其实想到，让我们非常担忧的，也是有一些基督徒，他们虽然自称是基督徒，但是从来不来教会。They
choose and feel more comfortable to be in the realm in the realm of Satan's operation in the world.
那他们是自己选择处在一个在撒旦所统治的这个世界当中。That's
a really scary thought.
这是一个非常可怕的事情。
But now back to Hymenaeus and Alexander. Paul's purpose to cast them out of the church is not to ultimately condemn them.
但是保罗在这里提到，他通过这个劝惩，让把这两个假教师逐出教会，并不是要给他们做这样最终的审判。Of
course, Paul cares about having good doctrine and good morality around God's people.
保罗当然是非常在意教会当中的这个正确的教义和这个真正的福音。
Paul cares about God's honor, which is why he says so that they would learn not to blaspheme God.
那保罗更所看重的乃是神自己的荣耀，所以这里提到，他的目的乃是要让这些人不再在教会当中继续的来亵渎神。But
ultimately, Paul also wants them to repent.
但是保罗也希望他们能够来悔改。He
wants them to be under the assault of Satan in the world, to taste what life is like without being under God's operating sphere for a time, for a season.
保罗要让他们在至少是暂时的在教会之外能够常向，那么在离开神和离开神的保守的这样的一个范围当中，他们的生命的情景如何？
So that they would repent.
让他们能够来悔改。
This is the same teaching in 1 Corinthians 5.
这也是保罗在哥林多前书第五章所提到的。
This shows us even in the extreme situation of the spiritual warfare where we have to cast out somebody to become under Satan's operation.
所以在这里提到即使是在我们的属灵征战当中，我们把这个其中的这些人来交给撒旦的时候，
we see that grace, God's grace, even though it may be severe grace, is still God's operating principle towards sinners.
但这也是神的恩典，神的恩典也在这样的一个严厉的处罚当中临到他们。
As long as we have breath, we have life, God is still giving us His grace.
只有在我们一心尚存的时候，那么神的恩典就仍然与我们同在。
This spiritual battle that we are involved in against Satan cannot be without grace.
那在这样的属灵的征战当中呢，我们也不能缺少神的恩典。
This battle, because this battle has been won by Christ for us, if we trust in God's grace.
如果我们相信神的恩典的话，那这场属灵的征战，已经是基督得胜的这样的一场征战。Think
about it this way.
我们应该如此来看。
This is my last thought here.
这是我的最后一点。Where
was Christ when he was hung on the cross?
那当耶稣在十字架上的时候。 被挂在十字架上的时候，他在哪里？
Golgotha.
他在哥哥他。
That's outside of Jerusalem, outside of God's covenant community.
那是在耶路撒冷的城外，那是在神的这个子民的这样的城市之外。
He even had to carry the cross beam himself to death toward walking toward Golgotha.
他背着自己的十字架来到城外的哥哥他山。
He was excommunicated and even died in exile.
他也是一个被流放在外面的，而受死的这样的一位我们的救主。
Not because of what he did, but for what we have done because of our sins.
不是他做了什么，而是因为他为了承担我们所犯的罪。
So that we may be brought into God's family, into God's covenant community.
使我们能够从这个神的所设立的社群之外，能够来到神的家中。Through
his resurrection, Christ has won the battle against sin, death, and Satan for us.
耶稣的受死与复活，他已经战胜了一切的罪和撒旦的权势。Don't
think this like, oh, I'm not like Hymenaeus and Alexander.
我们也不能够自己觉得，哦，我。 我不是像这个许米乃和亚历山大这两个人。You
may not be a false teacher, or you're involved in teaching false doctrines in the church.
也许你不是一位假教师，或者是来宣讲这个虚假的教义。But
each and every one of us surely deserve to be excommunicated, to be cast away from God's presence because of our sins and our conduct.
那如果我们的在我们的罪，我们的错误的行为的时候，我们也有这样的可能来被逐出教会。By
God's grace in Christ, He has brought us and He has fought for us and won our spiritual battle for us.
那因为主耶稣基督的恩典，他已经替我们得胜了，他已经替我们打了这场属灵的战争。
What we need to do is to trust in Him in our spiritual battle. And the first step that we need to do is to repent.
我们也应该在我们自己的这样的属灵的征战当中来去信靠他。但第一步呢，就是我们自己的悔改。It
is through repentance that we find our strength in the Lord to fight our battle.
悔改当中能够在属里面能够汲取他的力量来打这场战争。
It is with His strength we can have victory in our spiritual battle.
我们只有靠他的力量，才能够在这场属灵的征战当中得胜。Let's
pray.
让我们一起来祷告。Father,
we praise you for the glorious grace of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
父神，我们为你的福音，为你在 主耶稣基督当中所成就的荣耀的恩典，献上我们的赞美。
We recognize that there are times in our lives that we have not been holding true to the truth of your word.
我们也知道，在我们的生命当中，我们也有的时候啊离开神你自己的正道。
There are also times that we violated our conscience, even though we know that we should follow your truth.
也有的时候，我们也虽然我们想来持守神的真理，却常常也离开神你自己的正道和那无愧的良心。
Lord, therefore, lead us to recalibrate our conscience according to your word.
就让我们常常在神你自己的真理当中来时常来调整我们自己的良心。
Help us to hold on to your grace.
能够持守神你的恩典。
And recognize that Christ has indeed won our battles for us.
能够晓得神你确实已经在耶稣基督里面为我们在这场属灵的征战当中得胜。
And lead us to fight the residual battle that you have called us to fight in.
也是继续的引导我们来有动力来打这场这种残余剩下的战争。
Lead us to find strength in Christ.
在主耶稣基督当中重新得力。
All this we pray in His wonderful and glorious name.
奉主耶稣基督荣耀的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.